It's time to spin the big wheel of Babel and see where we land today. Chances are pretty good it's going to be stupid people, bad government, or hey, what do they actually make bologna out of anyway? And why is it so expensive? It's just how we do things here on the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
All right, you don't have to get insulting about it, just calm down. Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. It's a beacon of love, isn't it? I think so. That's my opinion. Probably not yours, but whatever. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I'm the guy in the middle. I'll be entertaining you for the next half hour in a very respectful manner. I will blow your mind, I will knock your socks off, and by FCC regulations, that's about as far as I can go. Make yourself comfortable unless you're driving, then don't. Then stay alert and alive. We're on like mobile car apps now, I found out. Acast is one of them. Which is in most Android cars. I don't know what that means, but I just said it. I'm coming to you in 8G. I have 8G. Some of you are still on 4G, trying to get 5G. For a couple of bucks, you can get 8G. Which also dispenses beverages, 8G. Yes, and you can also pick up live broadcasts from Tokyo. I don't know. Every time I see a groundhog, I always wonder if it can really tell the weather. Every single groundhog apparently can, I've heard. That's enough of the opening already. Oh my God. Let's get into it. There is something that's going to be happening in about a week or so that's going to scare the pants off of many. Ooh, scare the pants, knock the socks off, and blow your mind. Whew. And all doing it, keeping my distance 6 feet away. This is unbelievable. What a talent I have. Did you ever hear of the cicada bug? I'm going to spell it for you. B-U-G. Uh-huh. No, it's cicada, I think I'm supposed to spell. C-I-C-A-D-A-S. Doesn't spell like it sounds. One of the many weird things about the English language. Although I don't think this is an English word. I don't know, and I'm not even going to go there. Every 17 years, oh, God, sounds like my sexual schedule. Every 17 years, you want to have sex? Ron, we just had sex 15 years ago. Ooh, can you wait another two? Okay, all right. Every 17 years, these bugs come out of the ground, but not just a few of them. Millions and billions of them. It's an infestation. It's true. Ron, are you kidding me? No. 17 years ago, we had a cicada bug infestation where many states in this great country of ours were just overrun by these odd-looking, strange, cockroach-looking. Nobody likes a cockroach. I never met a cockroach I liked. Nobody likes them. These bugs look like colorful cockroaches. And when they come out to mate, Mm-hmm. They come out to mate every 17 years. An odd schedule, I admit. But they're coming out, and they're coming out this spring, and it's coming. They're on their way out, man. They live in the ground for 17 years. Get out of here. Yep. The only time they come out of the ground is to mate. And when they mate, here's the weird thing. One female cicada bug can have hundreds of babies. First of all, where's the birth control here? I guess bugs don't have it. Secondly, I guess there are no drugstores down there. Secondly, don't ever have 100 babies. Humans shouldn't have 100 babies. These bugs do, apparently, and they shouldn't either. Humans don't have 100 babies. Oh, my God, I'd be looking at baby pictures the rest of my life. Ron, you want to see pictures of my baby? Yeah, how many pictures? Well, let's see. I have 100 babies, so this could take 17 years to show you all the pictures. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They have hundreds of babies, each female. How is that possible? Why aren't the hospitals overrun with patients? Can you imagine that? That's an infestation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, oh, you know, I do remember something 17 years ago. I think it was my bar mitzvah. No, this was worse. This is worse than that. This is the cicada bug. It comes out of the ground, and millions of them at the same time. It's like, whoa. It literally looks like a carpet of bugs. Literally. A carpet of bugs. In certain parts of the country 17 years ago, and 34 years ago before that, these bugs, you can't even drive in a parking lot without squashing them with your car tires. They're just all over the place. I don't know if you remember this. You will if it happens in your state. And I'll tell you which states will be overrun with this situation in a week or so. But they're starting to come out, ladies and gentlemen. This is they're coming out of the ground. It's different than coming out of the closet. This is like tumultuous. This is crazy, man. They're not pretty. And they make a lot of noise when they're mating. I think they're rubbing their hind legs together or something. I don't think they have vocal cords. Oh, cockroaches have vocal cords. They make this loud sound to the point where you actually will take your hands and put it over your ears, especially in the middle of the night, and go, whoa, shut the hell up, will ya? But it's not your neighbors. It's bugs. Millions of them. Here's how this works. These male cicada bugs attract mates by rapidly vibrating their timbales. These are little parts of their abdomen, and it produces a sound. As they're doing this, they're shedding their exoskeletons, and they're attaching themselves to branches, which is where they mate and lay their eggs. And then they'll die off in about 6 weeks. And the babies shall burrow and shall survive. Hundreds of millions of them. They burrow into trees, and they'll actually kill the trees, ladies and gentlemen. They'll drop off they get on the branches of trees, they kill the trees, pretty much, and then they drop off the trees and they burrow underground to live for 17 years, and then the cycle repeats itself. Isn't nature fascinating and also disgusting? This is a natural cycle. This is what the cicadas do. Have the cicadas moved into the neighborhood? Yes, they're moving in. Oh my God, oh my God, I knew this would happen. This has happened for thousands of years as far as we know. As a matter of fact, in biblical times, they talked about these incredible infestations and plagues. These were pretty much the cicada bugs. I mean, they are incredible. They're going to happen. The exact date is hard to predict, but it could be mid-May when they start to come out. A warm rain will trigger their emergence probably, and they'll slowly overtake the area in the days after. The first cicada sign that will be seen will be the development of little chimneys in the ground, little mud extensions, which is where they live under there. And in heavy rains, it softens the ground, and they're on their way up to civilization. Then you get the warming temperatures and the rain and all, and they start. So how long are these cicada bugs going to be around? Well, they peak in late May and in June. Their lifespan is about 4 to 6 weeks above ground, and then they'll begin to die off in late June into a little bit of July. There might be a few stragglers. Those are the ones that are obstinate. And they may linger into the summer, a couple of them. I think their names are Bob and Susan. Remember, they don't emerge all at once, so we're not talking 4 weeks and they're done. So if the weather is consistently warm and dry, that could mean cicadas will finish mating sooner than later. And mostly they'll be gone by mid-July. But now, how many cicada bugs are we talking? Billions, with a B. Billions of cicada bugs. Go online. Don't do it while I'm on the air. That is rude. I guess you can, but just keep paying attention to me, will you please? They are ugly-looking bugs. Take a look at them, and then multiply that by billions in your backyard, and you'll be floored by this event. For people who have been around a while, they'll remember it was about 17 years ago, or a little further back, when they were kids, or whatever, depending on how old you are. If you weren't alive 17 years ago, you're going to be shocked by what's going to be happening. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the virus, by the way. Okay, I'm going to tell you the states in which these bugs will be prominent. Doesn't mean you won't get them a little bit in other states, but this is where it's going to be an infestation that is going to be remarkably something to deal with. Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana will have the worst, but also really, really bad will be Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, parts of New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The major metropolitan areas that will be infestated will be New York, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, Louisville, Lexington, Nashville, Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, and others as well. I'll repeat that list of states where this is going to be an incredible infestation, and you will see it, and you will notice it, and you will go, whoa, this is funked up. Do cicada bugs sting? No, they don't. They don't. They're relatively harmless to living things and living people. They are just pretty much a nuisance, flying into windshields. Smashing onto windows in your house. They actually smash. If you step on one, they smash like a cockroach does. They have little skeletons. They will damage young trees, but they don't bite or sting people, and they're not poisonous. However, again, they're going to be just freaking nuts. If one gets in your house, try to get it out as soon as possible, because they're not going to mate in your house necessarily, but you may actually hear it. One cicada bug can make a hell of a lot of noise, and they're also disgusting to have in your house. So make sure that you got, no holes in your screen windows if that's what you use. Again, this is going to be around for about 6 weeks. They are going to be loud. You will hear them. They will be loud. They're about an inch and a half long, which is pretty long for a cockroach type of bug. They will land on humans if you're outside. You got to be careful there. They're just plain noisy. You really should leave them alone, they say, because smashing them makes no difference whatsoever. Killing them, there's a billion behind them. What's the point? They're messy once you do smash them. So don't do it. Anyway, these are the cicadas. The cicadas are coming over. Oh, God, what do we feed them? I don't know. I don't know what they eat. I think they like Hawaiian ham, I believe. I'm not too sure what it is. All right, you ready? I'm going to name the states again where this will be a gigantic problem. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. I read them in alphabetical order, so I'll read it again in alphabetical order. If you're in a metropolitan area, don't think this is just going to happen in the country. No, they move, and they move fast, and they'll get into the metropolitan areas. You'll see. Again, in alphabetical order, well, not necessarily alphabetical order, Delaware, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Oh, that's not alphabetical order. Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia. Virginia and West Virginia, and Washington, D.C. And this will happen in mid-May. Have a good day. Enjoy yourself. Interesting stuff. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I move on. How are you, by the way? You doing all right? You doing okay? Oh, you're looking good, though. You're looking good today. Did you brush your teeth? Is that what it is? Something happened. You look a little bit different today. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll be right back after these words.
Do you throw boring parties? Do your guests stand about with tepid drinks in their hands, vapidly striving for anything interesting to say to anyone? Do they glance at their watches around 9 p.m. and say, "Oh, look at the time"? Your parties need something, and you know it. Your parties need me, Thompson St. Thomas Fancy Bastard. For a gentlemanly, prearranged fee, I will arrive fashionably late to your party, bringing with me that dash of irresistible British charm and a soupçon of the joie de vivre of the French. Soon I'll have your guests regaled with stories of my vacation villa in Saint-Tropez, my zany youthful adventures in boys' school, and that one time I met the prince. Quite a story. For an extra fee, I could be the cheeky one, telling blue jokes and winking roguishly at all the girls. Got a piano? I've got a repertoire. Because what English gent can't just sit down at the Ivories and knock out everything from a raucous pub tune to a bit of Gershwin? I know I can. Because I'm Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. And I'll see you at your next party. What time shall I arrive?
Nationally recognized dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry joins us now. Thanks for being with us today, Doctor.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. This is we're talking about cellulite. I'm going to start off by asking you: is cellulite only specific to a woman's concern?
So we see cellulite predominantly in women. So 90% of adult women of all races and all ethnicities. Very rarely do we see it in men. Mm-hmm. There's a strong hormonal component. So in men who are given, estrogen or hormonal treatments, we can see it evolve. Mm-hmm. So we know that hormones play a huge role in it, but we see it predominantly in women.
Okay. I know that there's great concern about that. Feel very defeated. Think that they're at fault for being in that situation. Is that the case?
So that is absolutely false. So the truth about cellulite is this. I see it in women from all walks of life. So women who lead sedentary lifestyles to women who are marathon runners.
Oh.
And what's interesting is that both weight gain and weight loss can exacerbate cellulite. So when one gains weight, those fat cells can enlarge and kind of increase that matrixing that we see with cellulite. But when you lose weight, it can worsen the skin laxity, making cellulite look worse. So what's really going on? So what is cellulite? We know it when we see it, but cellulite is essentially a localized alteration of the contour of the skin. And it happens when three completely normal things occur. So the fat cells get larger, the skin gets thinner,
mm-hmm.
and then there are these vertical bands that connect the skin to the depth.
Mm-hmm.
They become thicker, and you get this kind of tethering, this mattressing, sort of like a mattress, of course. That leads to that dimpled appearance that we all recognize. And again, it's basically ubiquitous in women. 90% of us have it.
Does it appear at certain locations on the body?
Yes. So we see it more in areas where we have a greater propensity towards having fat
mm-hmm.
deposits. So in women, that's in the bottom or the buttocks and the thighs. So those
yeah.
are the areas that we most commonly see cellulite. Mm-hmm.
Is it possible for people who had previously thought it was a thyroid condition that they've had cellulite for quite a number of years? Is it mistaken for that quite a bit?
Mistaken for a thyroid condition?
Yes.
You know, not frequently, but you know, what's interesting about thyroid conditions is that it can manifest in so many different ways. So a lot of my patients who are hyper or hypothyroid, they often micromanage their bodies and they're making associations that in an effort to make sense of what's going on,
mm-hmm.
associations that may not be correct.
Okay.
The association between thyroid disease and cellulite is not a firm one.
Okay. All right. Before we get to how you handle that, I assume that this is also an emotional situation where a lot of women, and men feel this way about belly fat too, they start to get emotionally defeated, but they don't tell anybody about it because it's embarrassing. Is that also a concern?
Absolutely. So, you know, I always say that cellulite is not just skin deep. And as you said, some women feel defeated. 74% say they feel like they're going to have this all of their lives,
mm-hmm.
and that is distressing to them. And you can imagine if it affects your self-esteem, it then affects your quality of life.
Yeah.
And although it's very, very common, nearly half of women say that they're bothered a great deal by this.
Yeah.
64% say they're self-conscious. 44% say it makes them feel like they're unhealthy. 42% are frustrated. And a whopping 77% spend time or effort dealing with it, trying to hide or conceal their cellulite.
Yeah.
So it's something that can, you know, affect women greatly.
Yeah. And this usually comes on with age, although not necessarily, right?
Yeah, we start to see it, you know, after puberty,
mm-hmm.
And it can worsen with time. Again, as we gain weight, you know, if you're someone that is heavier in that area,
yeah.
or, you know, as our skin gets thinner, as we said, it can happen with weight gain or weight loss. So
yeah.
there are many, many different processes that happen as we age
yeah.
that can exacerbate this.
Okay, here's the question. Here it comes. What do I do about something like this?
Yes, so there is a great, brand new, minimally invasive, non-surgical treatment approved for moderate to severe cellulite, and it's called QWO, Q-W-O. So again, the first FDA-approved injectable treatment. It's easy, under 10 minutes in a doctor's office. You know, in my office, we do about 3 treatments over a 3-month period to get great results. The biggest side effect that I see is a little bit of bruising, and I talk to my patients about that bruising. Of course, with any treatment, there's a risk for allergy, so I always recommend talking to your physician or your injector about any potential side effects and to really develop a personalized, customized treatment for you. And so what QWO is, again, Q-W-O, it's this really cool enzyme called collagenase. So what collagenase does is it breaks up that fibrous band that I talked about, so it helps to release it. And to help to regulate the fat distribution, and it helps to stimulate new collagen so that it really helps to regulate that area and soften and smooth that area. That's how it's believed to work. But again, an easy, non-surgical treatment for those women who feel that they want to do something about their cellulite.
Okay. Is it important to see a doctor first to figure out if that is indeed cellulite or perhaps something else?
Absolutely. I always think it's best to make sure that you have an expert guiding your decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in dermatology, we always call ourselves skin investigators because the skin really reveals a lot about your internal health. And though, you know, cellulite is readily recognizable by most, if there's any remote concern, it's easy to have your physician take a peek at you to make sure that you are a great candidate.
Okay. This would be considered cosmetology, I assume, in the sense of insurance.
Yes, this is a cosmetic procedure. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, insurance companies don't care about the important things. I joke, but yes. Considered a cosmetic procedure.
Okay. So check that part of that as well. Although I know tons of people that do cosmetic procedures all the time, and I have no problem with that financially, one way or the other. Okay. How do I get more information about this, or how does a listener? I don't know that I would necessarily, but a listener probably would.
So for all of you who may be interested, you can go to quo.com. So again, that's Q-W-O.com. Yeah. And there you can find out all about this treatment. You can find a list of physicians throughout the country that are performing it. So there are physicians throughout the country. And again, I encourage you to see them and to really discuss the treatment and to get a personalized, customized treatment approach for yourself. Okay. And so Q-W-O is where you can go, Q.com. To learn all you need to know about this treatment.
Okay. Let me ask you one more question before we part. And I don't know if anybody else has asked you this before, doctor, but if you're a guy and you know that your spouse or female partner is concerned about this, but you don't want to be the one to tell them about it because it sounds like you're bringing up something negative that they're sensitive about, how do you drop a hint or leave an article about it laying on the couch or something like that?
Well, I think the best thing, and the similar way that I guide my patients, is my job is to make them feel strong and healthy and beautiful and empowered, mm-hmm. and guide them in the direction that they want to move in. So if I, as a gentleman that knows a woman has this concern, mm-hmm. I would wait until she brings it up.
Okay. All right.
I might not drop an article, but I would wait until she brings it up and tell her that they were listening to your radio show,
yes.
and they learned about this great new treatment called Quo, and that she may want to consider it. It's safe, it's easy, it's injectable, it's not surgery, and they want her to feel safe and beautiful and happy and confident. Okay. That's how I would.
There's your
but
answer.
I would drop an article.
So, okay, fine. That's why things don't work out for me. Okay. All right. One more time, the website.
It's
Quo, Q-W-O.com. Great. Thanks for the information today. Pleasure talking to you. Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful. Excuse me? What? What about my horoscope? What the hell are you doing? What do you mean? I'm finished with the show. What about your horoscope? Oh, seriously? You believe in that stuff? You think based on when you were born and what sign you're under, whatever that means, that you can tell what kind of day you're going to have? Are you serious? What if somebody with a different sign is with you and they are like making life difficult for you? That's their horoscope and they're affecting your horoscope. This could be like a chain reaction. I don't understand the horoscope thing. I really don't. This is based on nothing, by zodiac signs, I believe. I don't even know. I was never into horoscopes. All right, fine. Whatever.
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape. Let's take a look and see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, the stars say you'll soon find happiness and prosperity, but then I think I hear them giggling to each other, so maybe take that with a grain of organic fair trade salt. Pisces, your beautifully focused pursuit of meaning will soon lead you to a box of toaster pastries. Don't read too much into it, just enjoy some delicious toaster pastries. Aries, unfriend everyone on social media and start again. Choose better this time. Taurus, stop relying on WebMD and get that thing checked out already. People are starting to talk. Gemini, you will soon face a fork in your career path. It'll be the fast food industry or amateur bondage porn, so choose wisely. Cancer, when Mercury goes retrograde and Pluto is ascendant in the house of Cassiopeia, make yourself a sandwich. It will be amazing. Leo, call your mom soon for interesting news. And by mom, I mean the real one. In prison. Virgo, you will soon win a very prestigious award. But beware, your acceptance speech will be interrupted by Kanye West. Do us all a favor and punch him right in the sack, okay? Douchebag. Libra, your lucky number is 26, and your lucky color is blue. Look for instances where they appear together, especially on Tuesdays. This could help cure you of your extreme gullibility. Scorpio, it's time to stop eating things on a dare. Capricorn, now that gay marriage has been legalized, perhaps it's time to take a really close look at exactly why you love musical theater so very much. Maybe? Think about it. This is Kip Starchild, and that is your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Until next time, peace.
It's hard to believe that Kim Kardashian married Kanye West. That girl is supposedly beautiful. I don't know what happens when you take the makeup off. Probably not much to look at. That's a surface type of comment. Superficial. But she hooks up with Kanye West. Whoa. I now question her abilities of reason. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. This show shall span the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you name it, whatever the weekend may be. And I'll be back Monday with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.